Well, at least one of you is happy about what's happened so far. It may not be a Hollywood production, but they've put their heart, their soul into this. Good morning. Are we feeling festive yet?
Yeah.
Marvellous. It's only a couple of days to go. I don't know where the year's gone, but we're thankful. We're thankful for the Advent and the Christmas season. I wonder, can you think for a moment about the best gift you've ever received? Oh, some of you are struggling to think, I can tell.
Maureen, my wife.
Maureen, your wife.
Kay, my wife.
Well, for those of you who are not old enough to be married, maybe it's a toy, maybe it's a game of some kind. Maybe it's something that you thought was really, really special. I want you to think about how happy you were when that gift was given to you. Were you happy?
Yeah.
You were? Oh, good, you can remember. Did it make you smile? Did it make you feel warm?
No.
No, okay.
A pair of roller skates.
A pair of roller skates?
On bearings.
Did you bring them with you?
No, long gone.
Oh, I was hoping we could have a demonstration. Oh. Oh, there's nothing wrong with interpretive dance or roller skating as part of worship. We are a progressive church.
I was about six.
You're about six? Okay. They'd invented wheels back then.
Oh, moving on. It's Christmas.
Right, let me tell you about the greatest gift. The greatest gift that anyone has ever received. It's a gift that's so wonderful, it changes our lives forever. Do you know what that gift is?
Jesus.
Have you read the script?
No, but it's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious, yeah. Almost as obvious as if anyone was going to wear a shower cap in church this morning, it would be you, sir. Praise God. I'm always amazed at Paul's dress sense throughout the year. He dresses as if every day is Christmas Day. Yeah. It's a gift.
Until it's here and then I ruin it.
Well, there we go. Right, three quick points. The first point, the gift of God's love. The Bible verse, John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. I don't believe in coincidence. The random piece of paper that was handed to me this morning by Samantha had that verse on it. We didn't consult beforehand, did we? No. You know, this verse tells us something wonderful. It tells us that God loves you so much that he was willing to send his son, Jesus, for you. Imagine someone loving you so much that they would give you the most precious thing they have. Do you know anyone like that, humanly speaking, that would give you the most precious thing of theirs? I think all of us can be a little bit selfish at times. All of us can have things that we like, and although we're meant to share things with others, we don't always share as we should, do we? I mean, I don't know, at Christmas Day, will Paul be having a vegan nut roast for Christmas dinner? It depends whether he's good enough. Oh, okay. A large plate of Brussels sprouts. I mean, is that a blessing or a curse at Christmas?
A curse.
I've never noticed, do they only sell Brussels sprouts at Christmas time?
Unfortunately not.
No. My nan used to love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Brussels sprouts didn't love my nan. During the Queen's speech, there was always additional sound effects. I'm keeping it PG, don't worry. You know, God loves you so much, he's given you the best gift possible. And he blesses us abundantly every day with different gifts. But the best gift he's given us is he sent Jesus to rescue us from the trouble of our sin. Because he loves us, he cares for us. Second point. Gosh, this is going to be quick sermon. What are you going to do? Right. Talk amongst yourselves later. Second point, the gift of eternal life. God gave us Jesus. He gave us the gift of eternal life. Romans 6:23, the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can anyone explain what eternal life is to me? We need a theologian in the room. Megan, what's eternal life?
I'm not a theologian, but I think it depends on how you interpret it. Eternal life could mean eternal life in this life with God, but also everlasting life, living forever.
Thank you. A multi-point answer. Eternal life, living forever with God. That's an incredible thought, isn't it? Eternity, we can't understand how long eternity is. I'll give you a clue. It's slightly longer than one of my sermons.
Never?
Never? Eternal life means living forever with God. It's like a gift that never runs out. It's like a toy that never breaks. It's like food that never disappears and is always there, no matter how much you eat. When we believe in Jesus, when we follow Jesus, we get a special gift that will last forever. I remember, I think it was Willy Wonka, there was an everlasting gobstopper. How you wish I had one of those in my mouth most days. Third point, getting through these quickly. The gift that keeps on giving. There will be an illustration. Look at that. Jesus doesn't just give us eternal life in heaven someday. He gives us a joyful life here and now. He helps us every day. He fills our hearts with love, peace, and happiness. And of course, in Dave Redbond heaven, endless chocolate. Can you imagine what it would be like to have an endless chocolate fountain that never ran out? Well, let's forget about the calories involved for a moment, but chocolate on tap whenever you wanted it.
What joy.
What joy. Well, Jesus is like a fountain, not a chocolate fountain, but a fountain that in many ways is even sweeter because he gives us his love every single day. The conclusion of the talk. Shock. Will you accept the gift? Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. But there's two things about gifts. You have to open them and you have to enjoy them. Imagine getting something that was beautifully wrapped but never opening it. That'd be silly, wouldn't it? I mean, I know there are people who collect different kinds of things, and there are people who queue up when there's special edition trainers or shirts or something available. Or they'll buy toys and keep them in their boxes forever. Apparently they're worth more if you never play with them and you keep them in the plastic. But if you do that, you're holding on to a gift that you're not going to fully enjoy. And God gives us the gift of Jesus. He gives us the gift of eternal life. He gives joy to all that will receive him. But we have to open our hearts and say, yes, Jesus, I want you to be my saviour. That's how we receive the greatest gift that has ever been given, by inviting Jesus into our lives. Maybe that's not something you've done before, but what better time than today to thank God for the gift of Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Saviour. And the best part of the gift of Jesus is that we can share the gift of Jesus with others, our family, our friends, our neighbourhoods, our communities. When we receive Jesus, we need to tell everyone about him because he is the greatest gift. That was possibly the shortest sermon I've ever delivered in my entire life.
Actually, John, can we bring up, if it's possible, the picture of the chocolate fountain again? Whenever I see that, and I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about, the Vicar of Dibley. Yeah. And I see that and I think, that would be me. I'm going in. Stand back. And I think that's a bit like the gift. We can stick a bit of fruit in, we can have a nibble, but actually the best way to enjoy that is to stick your head in wholeheartedly and jump into the chocolate. Just like it all up.